you think of Chubby Checker's silver slacks?
Oh, they're dynamite. Hey, they look better on him than they would on Raquel Welch. Hey, that guy moves faster than I can think.
WWTC BJ backstage, the oldie show with Chubby Checker. Chubby, you ought to be on That's Incredible. I tell you, you move just like you did back in 1960.
I try to make it taste the same way it used to. And when I do it, I try to make it real great. I mean, I have nothing else to do all day.
I tell you, it tastes even better after these years. People, I mean, there was a 72-year-old grandma standing next to me. I tell you, she was going to town right with you.
There was some 72s and some 17s and some 7s. And actually, everybody, all the different ages get into the golden records of the 60s and the 50s. I mean, it's pretty well a tradition now where everybody is basically into it. The age group for the people in the 60s and the 50s is pretty broad, actually. It's nice that it's a period where the young and the old can get together and sort of not feel this great generation separation between them. So it's basically, my music is just fun, actually.
Chubby, how do you still get excited about doing the same songs that you did 20 years ago? I mean, your energy is just incredible.
Well, my music, more than any other music, changed the whole world. I mean, the Twist is responsible for the way people dance today. My music changed the generation's way of thinking. It changed the way people danced. It changed the way people dressed. It made way for the Beatles. It made way for disco. It opened the gate to danceable rock and roll. And you can probably see the Chubby Checker influence whenever anyone dances today. I'm still very much a part of that.
People twist to everything.
Not only that, the biggest dance they do today is a dance called the Pony. I invented that. But all the dances come from the Twist, all of them. Even every dance you see today, they all come from the Twist. If you're dancing a part, you're probably dancing Chubby Checker right here in 1981.
Do you have any plans to record any more music?
There's going to be an album out January 28th on MCA Records. And if you don't tell them my name, they won't even know it's me. But the music is very powerful. I will really surprise my contemporaries with this music that we're going to do. I believe the album will be called either Burn Up the Night or The Change Has Come. But after, it's been well worth the wait. I don't even believe I did this music myself. It's really incredible. I believe that any disc jockey that puts on the first cut is not going to take it off out of amazement, because the music is just that good. It's so good until if I wasn't singing, I would still like it.
I can't wait to hear it. Chubby Checker, backstage. Thank you, Chubby.
Thank you.